Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to the Executive Reset. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your coworker keeps popping by with last-minute requests, and you're just trying to get through a mountain of work? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial for navigating the modern workplace. Setting healthy boundaries. Because let's face it, in our always-on world, where emails ping throughout the night and social media notifications demand our attention, it can be a constant struggle to separate work life from personal life. But trust me, setting those boundaries isn't just about protecting your sanity. It's about boosting your productivity, creativity, and overall well-being. Here are five key strategies that can help you reclaim your time and energy. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. Think about the things that absolutely need to happen outside of work hours. Are there family dinners you cherish? A weekly workout routine that keeps you energized? Maybe it's dedicated time for creative hobbies or simply unwinding with a good book. Once you know your non-negotiables, treat them like important meetings, schedule them in your calendar and protect that time fiercely. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Ever feel like saying, yes, to everything just to avoid conflict? I get it, but clear communication is key here. Learn to politely decline requests that fall outside your boundaries. You can say something like, I'd love to help, but I have a prior commitment at that time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. 3. Craft a digital detox plan. That endless stream of notifications is a major boundary breaker. Set specific times to check emails and social media. Turn off those pesky alerts outside of work hours. You'll be amazed at how much more focused and present you become when you disconnect digitally. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed break. 4. Embrace the power of no. This might seem daunting, but learning to say no is a superpower. It protects your time, energy, and sanity. Don't overcommit yourself. Be selective about what projects and tasks you take on. Remember, it's okay to decline something if it doesn't align with your priorities or if you simply don't have the bandwidth. 5. Make me time a priority. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, schedule time for yourself. It could be anything from a quick walk in nature to an evening spent reading a good book or catching up with friends. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your well-being and productivity. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like you're juggling too many things at once and never quite have enough time to do everything? I know I have. That's why I decided to take a step back, set some boundaries, and prioritize my own well-being. Let me tell you, it made a world of difference. I started setting aside dedicated, me time, each day, even just 30 minutes for myself, and it completely transformed my energy levels and focus. I also learned to politely decline extra work commitments that were stretching me too thin. The result? Less stress, more clarity, and significantly higher productivity. So, how can you apply these strategies in your own life? Start by identifying one or two areas where you need to set clearer boundaries. Maybe it's limiting your after-hours emails or scheduling time for regular exercise. Then, communicate those boundaries clearly to colleagues and loved ones. Remember, it's not about being selfish, it's about creating a sustainable and fulfilling work-life balance. This episode is all about empowering you to take control of your time and energy. Remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for thriving in today's demanding world. So, what are you waiting for? Start reclaiming your time, one boundary at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, there's always more to explore here on the Executive Reset. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.